SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Winter has hit hard in Ukraine and millions displaced by war face a grim festive season. Russian attacks on infrastructure have depleted Ukraine's power grid by around 30%. Australian aid groups are part of an international effort to provide emergency support, as Ukraine Crisis Appeal Chair Diana Senko explains.
Generators are really important because the infrastructure of Ukraine has been blown apart. Temperatures will reach minus 20 in some parts of Ukraine. Ukraine will freeze. People will die. There's generators that will just run a small home. There's generators that will run a street. There's generators that will run a hospital. There's generators that will run a building.
Masenko is based in Sydney and has so far coordinated more than $7 million in donated funding through the Ukraine Crisis Appeal. A new focus is emergency housing, setting up dormitory-style accommodation in converted schools and government buildings for displaced people fleeing to the west of Ukraine.
We have provided shelter for 9,000 people. We hope to be able to build another 3 to 6 shelters before Christmas. Each shelter provides shelter for about 500 people, and that's women, children, the elderly, and some men, because most of the men are on the front line. These people have a bed. They have clean water. They have food. They feel safe, and they are protected from the elements.
The scale of the problem is overwhelming, with fresh drone attacks daily creating ongoing work for aid workers and volunteers.
Ukraine has currently around 1 million displaced people. Every bombing that takes out another building creates more displaced people. These people don't have anywhere to go. Some of the buildings are not livable. People are living on the streets. People were sleeping on the floor. We need to get them out of the cold. They will die of hypothermia. There's just no way that they will survive it.
Funds also help children traumatised by war. Art therapy is one way psychologists encourage children to express their feelings.
A little boy drew his home, and it was a beautiful, beautiful, just little square home. He's only 7 years old, but it was a home. And then on the other side is a drawing of his home smashed and all the bombs falling, right? That child is terrified because he saw the Russian soldiers, and he is scared. These children go to sleep every night crying for their parents, never knowing if they're going to see their fathers again. When we send little packages to children, they are just so overwhelmed because they know that the world is helping them.
Buying Christmas gifts from businesses in Australia that give back is another way to support those struggling overseas. Ira Puspita runs a small import business in Sydney called Kaya & Co., selling wooden bowls and handcrafts from Indonesia.
Kayu means wood in Indonesian language, and Go stands for community. So we are working with village artisans across Indonesia to handcraft wooden products, especially tableware and eco brushes. So we utilize offcut woods from nearby factories as our raw material, as well as the wood that our artisan actually planted in their own farm. So everything are very sustainable and eco-friendly. And also the good thing is we are able to keep our artisans in a job during COVID. So I started my business during COVID in 2021. It was really bad in Bali and also in Jogja because they rely heavily on tourism.
The Wayside Chapel will once again host a Christmas lunch in Sydney's King's Cross, bringing some festive cheer to many who are struggling. Reverend John Owen says demand for services are rising as interest rates and daily costs soar.
People are coming in requesting help with rent, asking for food vouchers, asking for food relief, as well as asking for just any kind of help, particularly as they try and manage their budgets and try and deliver some Christmas presents to their children.
It's the same story at many Australian charities, including at the Smith Family, which supports children's education, as CEO Fiona Coluccio explains.
Look, there's 1.2 million children living in poverty. So homelessness has been a long-term issue in Australia, and a lot of our families are doing it tough, and every day our team members have conversations with families who are actually facing that. They're having to make really difficult decisions about, do I put petrol in the car? Do I afford to buy books for school? Do I buy school shoes for the next year? Or do I put food on the table? So it's a really difficult time for them. We would really like the community to be able to donate, to contribute to the 5.6 million nationally that we're trying to raise to help those over 13,000 children who are actually children in need, so that they can get the support at the right time to re-engage with their education and their schooling.
Greenpeace is asking people to be aware of plastic pollution and the safe disposal of gift wrapping. For those enjoying Christmas parties outdoors, the message is clear. Clean up afterwards and recycle or dispose of all rubbish in bins. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.